Good morning, it's Saturday, August 8th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. David Sinclair's launch of Lifespan, announced live on Joe Rogan in time to his National Geographic cover on the world's first human longevity trial, marks a pivotal moment for the field. A landmark paper in Cell reframes female reproductive biology as a central driver of healthy aging, while new research from Neuroscience News shows circulating blood cells can cross into the aging brain and become functional microglia. In supplements, two findings challenge conventional wisdom. Magnesium-rich diets halved sarcopenia risk in a large national study, and a human rapamycin trial revealed worse exercise capacity in users, rattling the longevity community. And in industry news, the headline, David Sinclair launches Lifespan, a longevity science media platform, timed to the world's first human longevity trial. According to PR Newswire, Harvard's doctor, this is the one to read today. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Circulating blood cells can cross into the aging brain and become functional microglia. From Neuroscience News, new research reveals that peripheral blood-derived immune cells can migrate across the blood-brain barrier in aging humans and transform into functional microglia, the immune sentinels responsible for protecting neurons and clearing cellular debris. In supplement news, magnesium-rich diets cut sarcopenia risk by half in large national study. From rapamycin.news, a large, nationally representative study found that people eating the most magnesium, particularly from magnesium-rich plant foods, had roughly half the odds of developing sarcopenia compared to those eating the least. Human rapamycin study finds worse exercise capacity versus placebo, and users are reconsidering. From rapamycin.news, a study led by Dr. From the research desk, NewCell paper, female reproductive biology is a central aging driver and should be prioritized in research. From Cell. A landmark paper in Cell proposes the reproductive resilience hypothesis, the argument that when reproductive success depends on prolonged survival and caregiving, natural selection favors coupling reproduction with enhanced cellular maintenance rather than trading it off. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.